The Book of Ezra, Chapter 9. Now when these things were done, the princes drew near to me, saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites haven't separated themselves from the peoples of the lands, doing according to their disgusting things, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the peoples of the lands. Yes, the hand of the princes and rulers has been chief in this trespass." And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my robe and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down confounded. Then were assembled to me everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel because of the trespass of them of the captivity. And I sat confounded until the evening oblation. And at the evening oblation I arose up from my humiliation, even with my garment and my robe rent. And I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to Yahweh my God. And I said, "O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to you, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our guiltiness has grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our fathers we have been exceedingly guilty to this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity and to plunder, and to confusion of face as it is this day. And now for a little moment grace has been shown from Yahweh our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our slavery. For we are slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us in our slavery, but has extended loving kindness to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your slaves the prophets, saying, 'The land, to which you go to possess it, is an unclean land through the uncleanness of the peoples of the lands, through their disgusting behaviors, which have filled it from one end to another with their filthiness. Now therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace or their prosperity forever, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your sons forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, seeing that you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve and have given us such a remnant, shall we again break your commandments and join in affinity with the peoples who do these disgusting things? Wouldn't you be angry with us until you had consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor any to escape? O Yahweh, the God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left a remnant that has escaped as it is this day. Look, we are before you in our guiltiness, for none can stand before you because of this.